We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Let's talk about road rage.
Let's get it done.
I know you don't like the spotlight on you, but I just want to say, I feel like you've turned a corner, man.
Because
when we used to talk about road rage on the show, it'd be you walking into the show going, I don't care what we're doing at 3, we gotta talk about the idiots on Arapaho. And it's like, okay, what did you do? And it's like, I killed 17 people. I think, I don't know, I hope. You were such a rager.
Pent up. Yeah, you get to witness a lot of it. I'll give you that.
But it doesn't seem like you do it anymore.
I know, maybe I've matured. Maybe I'm just like, chill out. I'm not, maybe a little bit more. But I still critique everybody and every little thing.
I mean, as I do the math on the calendar, it coincided when pot became legal in Colorado. So maybe things like
chilled me out a little bit.
Wait a minute. I don't really need to do much. I'm just going to have an edible.
I'm actually camping in the slow lane. I'm a slow laner.
I don't want to say you're a better driver.
I'm chilled out a little.
You're a calmer driver.
See, I always felt it was my job to point out, to let people know when they're doing things wrong. That's why I get on your tail and I do this and that. Mm-hmm. It's like
Steve has always felt like the actual, not grand poobah, the king, the instructor on the road.
See, I would let you know about it.
So we want to hear if you've gotten in a road rage incident. Whether you're the instigator or the victim, it doesn't really matter. There was a Florida motorcyclist who got injured in a road rage incident. This person, I believe, was in a Kia or something, a brown Kia four-door, intentionally hit him.
Yeah, like tried to take him out on his cycle.
So he goes to the hospital because he got hurt. Mm-hmm. The guy got away in the Kia. He gets to the hospital and in pulls a brown Kia for an unrelated event. And it's like, wait a minute, that's the dude who hit me.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was able to identify the person, and the road rager got in trouble.
That's fortuitous.
I mean,
or came right to you.
You know what I love? I mean, your road rage story doesn't have to end with comeuppance, but my favorite road rage stories are like the ones, remember that video that was going around where that truck was and cutting everybody off and flipping everybody off, and somebody had a dash cam or whatever and watched him do it, and then he flipped it 40 times.
Lost control.
Just,
and everyone driving by is like, ha ha.
Sorry, buddy. You're bad. Let's see. This is another one that's kind of fun. And they still don't have this guy. There was some sort of road rage attack. A white Jeep blocked traffic, pulled out on a side street, tried to cross like two lanes, turn right. A black car stops to let him through, but the car behind stops. Man jumps out, sprints towards the Jeep. And now he's like doing that thing where this is a lot of road rage incidents do this. Just leave your windows up. But somebody rolls a window down and is like, what are you doing? He's punching through the window.
Yeah.
Somebody else jumps out of the car. It's like a melee. Everybody starts to go back to their cars, and everybody's like, there was some violence, but it's over.
Oh, man.
Dude walks back to the black car, gets a chainsaw out.
Okay, now it's a...
And starts... Now this
cutting up cars?
Well, I mean, nobody said... I don't know what he did with the chainsaw. It doesn't really say. He revved it towards screaming bystanders in Sydney.
That'll learn him.
Something kind of cool about it.
You have a handy chainsaw. You always have one.
Do you have something in your car?
I do have. Mine's spotless. There's absolutely nothing.
You don't have a...
I have nothing.
How about you? You don't have a taser under your seat?
I have a car cover.
You don't have a bat? You don't have... You really don't have anything for a fight?
I really have nothing.
For a guy who used to rage as much as you raged.
You're right. And now in the Jeep, I got my scraper. But otherwise, in my Audi, I have absolutely no car cover, and that's it. Yeah. I have the manual.
I think it would be my favorite thing to watch a guy, a chainsaw versus scraper fight. You understand, man? This one's telescoping.
It does. It's got the brush.
Yeah. I'll brush your chainsaw if you don't stop it.
Does it have like the attached glove on the handle that covers?
That'd be intimidating.
You got a weapon in your car?
I don't, but I have a bottle of windshield wiper fluid that it's crossed my mind a couple of times. I don't know what I would do though if I would like crack it open and like try to pour it on the person, or if I would chuck the whole full bottle at them.
Because there's nothing that frustrates me is when the person in front of me decides to yes and suds their winch all over mine. So that would probably
That's my road rage new MO. I have Jergens lotion inside my inside my windshield wiper fluid, and I have them both aimed up so they just shoot right over the top of my car. Driving down the road, the guy behind me is flipping me off. I'm like, what was that? Oh, you can't see? My bad.
Oh, my
bad. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that how you're going to get body butter flying out of your
I want everyone to recognize it's not a terrible idea, is it?
You're typical passive aggressive.
Own it.
Yeah. It's just filling the reservoir with your...
It takes hours. I sit there and I'm just like, it's going to take a while, but it's going to be really good if somebody does something. Because I had to get rid of my bat. I had a bat under my seat for a long
time. You literally had a, like aluminum or a wooden?
A little bat. It was one of the... When the Rockies had one of their seasons where it was like...
Oh, bat night or a bat day? It's like... Did you put a little...
Do you find it ironic that in today's politically correct society, they don't do that anymore?
Arm the patrons of the baseball game.
Yeah, it's like, everybody's going to come here and drink beer all day. Let's give them tiny little, I don't know, foot and a half long bats. Let's do that.
Seems pound like a nail through the...
That's
what you would use?
It was actually like a...
A bigger one? Like a fungo
bat? It was like
a
little... It looked like a caveman bat. I think it had Coors Light on it.
So was it from a costume?
I think I had one of those.
Yeah, it was a Coors Light Rocky
like
bat.
A silver thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
And I kept it when I used to cruise Maine and Longmont. It was my road rage. My road rage thing. And I also had a fire extinguisher, an old-fashioned fire extinguisher
liquid
for my road
kind?
Rage.
The liquid that would squirt?
You could take the top off, fill it with water, and then it had like the like a valve stem on it, and then you just hit it with a compressor and pressurize
like
it.
Like the clown thing that they carry? Like, gotcha.
But it was a full, it was like scuba tank big. It was like a full thing.
What, were you hauling that thing around? What were you doing?
Cruising Maine, and I
with
had...
With your scuba tanks? I'm cool guy.
In case somebody said something like some girls in a cabriolet said something wrong.
You get them with your Jergens.
I hit them with my Jergens windshield wipers. That didn't work. I'd hit them. I'd clean it off with my fire extinguisher.
Nice.
And then I'd hurl the bat at them like weekly.
I'm really trying to decide if I would be intimidated if you and Longmont in your leather pants and long curly hair got out with a mini baseball bat and a water hose.
Right. You know, I'm like, what was this guy?
It's more intimidating than you think.
I'm sure. Okay.
I was in a Pinto that was three different colors.
And that's true.
All right, here's the deal. Enough about our road rage. If you've been involved in some sort of road rage incident, we would love to hear your story. Laura?
Yes.
Road rage.
Okay, I was driving up with my ex-husband towards Eisenhower Tunnel, and we were going kind of slow, and somebody cut us off and gave us a finger.
Oh, boy.
And so my ex-husband opens his glove compartment and pulls out a pistol and shows it at him and chases him all the way through Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah, because there's no cameras in the tunnel at all. What are you doing? Ugh.
And then we get through Eisenhower Tunnel, and the guy, like, takes the first exit, and somehow he gets off, and that was the end of it.
You scared him, yeah, I know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You guys, yeah.
He didn't describe your vehicle to the Silverthorn police at all. Good
it
God.
It was crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Did you know your husband had a gun in the glove box?
I don't know. No, I don't know if he did.
Well.
But I did then.
Yeah.
I did then.
Now you know.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for your road rage.
That escalated quickly.
People.
I know.
Diana.
Yay.
Yay.
Road rage.
I stopped at a light, and I was turning into, I was going to make a right-hand turn, and the guy behind me got mad that I actually stopped at the light and then turned instead of going through. He was on a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and moron.
He rear-ended me.
Yeah, because he was raging you on a motorcycle. He's going to lose that.
Size alone.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the crazy thing. You ready?
Okay.
I worked in law enforcement. I was in uniform going to work.
Oh, boy.
Off into a parking lot.
Whoa.
We go to exchange information. He starts getting feisty with me. So I call the cops. And I was like, they, you know, they show up, they're like, hey, Dana, what's going on? And this guy got mad. And they weren't giving me a ticket because he rear-ended me. He ended up getting arrested.
Wow. Good. That's, you know, you're an idiot.
Don't road rage at all. I mean, at the end of this whole thing, I was just going to say, don't road rage. But like, if somebody's wearing a police uniform, do you have at least the wherewithal to go maybe choose someone else?
Yeah. Back off on this one.
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
So, yeah. Thank you for that one, Diana. Rachel.
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Road rage.
I was driving home from work one day and this car cut me off. So naturally, I just started to follow it. And then
naturally, I love that you're justifying. No, why
would I? I was drawn to it.
I'm going to devote the rest of my day like a moth to a flame.
Well, at the end of the day, I didn't have anything to do.
Okay. It's awesome.
So following it, and then I think it finally like caught on that I was following it. So I was like trying to switch lanes back and forth and lose me, and then it like went to turn left over two lanes of traffic. One of the lanes was backed up, but the other one he obviously couldn't see. He just, I guess, guessed. Went for it, turned, and then got into like a head-on collision with another vehicle in oncoming traffic.
Halt, and you were like, "Ha ha, it was worth it."
Like, instant gratification for me, instant karma for you, and then I just took off and went home.
Well played.
Well played.
I would have made sure he saw me too.
Do the ha ha on your way by. Oh, sorry, did I distract you by following you? Because I'm a psychopath. My bad. Jennifer?
Yay.
Road rage.
I was in California.
There you are.
In a rent. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. You were okay. In a rental in California, we believe.
Yes. Yep. And I was at a light right before an on-ramp, and light turned yellow, and I came to a stop at that light, and the guy behind me was not a fan of me stopping. So he gets around me, flips me off as he's driving past. We get stopped at the next light before we get onto the highway. I end up right next to him again, and he is still flipping me off.
Jeez.
And I'm waving to him, which I enjoy doing a lot because they hate that.
They do hate that. They hate kindness when they're like, you've got to flip me off back. And if you blow on kisses,
it just
do
enrages.
The parade wave, it's so bad.
Yeah, I hated it. So we end up getting onto the highway together, and he's still very angry, and I am still giving him my dimply smile. And he ends up chucking a strawberry milkshake from In-N-Out at my rental car.
Oh, the In-N-Out shake? What the heck is he?
What did the shake do to anybody? It was meant to be loved.
And only girls like the strawberry one.
True
yeah,
fact.
What? That guy's just, he just, yeah.
Was that the end of your rage?
It was. I slowed down, and I didn't want any more damage to the rental car, and then I was really craving In-N-Out, so.
Yeah, I would be too.
Thank nice,
you.
Jennifer.
You got to pull up to the drive-thru and go, I spilled the last one on the car. Can you give me another one? They'd give it to you, I think.
I think
they
would.
They're very nice people there. Jonathan?
Yay.
Yay.
Road rage.
All right, so I was casually at a McDonald's, and it was one of those McDonald's where the enclosure for the play place to the outside is like full glass wall.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently somebody was pretty upset that they got small fries instead of large or whatever it was. And out of rage, not paying attention, they barreled through that glass wall.
What?
Yeah. Into right the into play it. Place?
Where kids are playing?
Yeah. Right through the wall, like stopped. They, oh my gosh. And so I was right there.
Took the whole
on the
wall.
Other side of the play place, like room area, and there was glass everywhere. I thought the building just exploded.
It was- oh my God! The kids are all like, "Let's play in the car now!" Yay! All right, we got to wrap this up. If you want to do any more road rage stories, we want to hear about them on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.